body. Don't talk, 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 don't talk. Body language. Body language. Body language.
All right, that was Body Language by Queen, and you are listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy spring, everybody. It's finally getting sunny, and I'm really happy about it. It's really just nice to see, like, everybody else walking around and looking happier, too. I feel like finally people don't just stare at the ground or anything, and I don't know, yesterday I spent a lot of time outside and it was just so nice, and I'm really happy that we're all going to be able to spend a lot more time outside in the next couple months. It's also been cool, we've had a lot of natural phenomena happening recently. As everyone knows, like the earthquake based in New Jersey, but like through the whole New York area, and then obviously the big eclipse the other day was huge, so yeah, a lot going on, lots of cool earth stuff, like sun, moon, earthquake, warmth, you know? Earth, fire, water, air type of vibe. But yeah, I feel like all the music I have for today is really just like chill, kind of sunny vibes, just to go with the theme. A lot of it's a little beachy. I was listening to it on spring break. I went to the beach in North Carolina with some friends. It was a really fun trip, and so a lot of this music is from the playlist from that trip. And yeah, I hope you all enjoy a great hour of just like chill, vibey, sunny weather type of music. So yeah, the next song you're gonna hear is Bob Marley and the Wailers, Could You Be Loved? And yeah, I'm excited about it. All right, here we go.
Love. stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her mom park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. 'Cause I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In summertime, in summertime, in summertime, in summertime, in summertime.
Like you, when love is dead, for me it's come to me, someplace to go.
Right, that has been Look Through My Window by the Mamas and the Papas, and up next we're gonna play a song by one of my favorite artists named Daisy, and Daisy makes really awesome like spring summer music. It's like all live instruments, so that's really nice. And Daisy's one of the artists that I listened to a lot freshman year with my best friend Olivia. And also, I forgot to mention this earlier, but that first song I played, Body Language by Queen, I only played that because I just saw it in Olivia's Saraband show. If you guys don't know what Saraband is, they're a dance group on campus. They're really awesome, and my friend just gave her last ever show with them. You guys should check them out next fall, though. It's open to community members and Tufts students alike. But yeah, I guess this is just like an Olivia shout-out, Saraband shout-out. But yeah, I'm really excited to play some Daisy. We're gonna listen to Too Sweet, which is like probably my go-to happy song, and has been for a couple years now. So, all right, this is gonna be Too Sweet by Daisy.
Don't know how you do it, but you're making me smile. I'm putting off my weekend plans so we can talk for a while. Too sweet or far from me, but I got an extra space in my mind that of you. Be daydreaming, I'm scheming, I'm feeling, keeping it PG ain't easy. I'm just playing, at least I think I am. But I'll stick to plan, but a trip when your hands are on my waist, fingertips are on my face. Am I making a big deal of unintentional meaning the love starts? Never as I was enough to pay it up as it was,
All right, that was, or it still is, Idle Eyes by Common Saints. I really like that song that my friend showed me that one. It was on the beach playlist, and I thought it was, like, very beachy and chill. I talked a little bit about the eclipse earlier, and I was looking up, like, how it affects my zodiac sign. I'm an Aries. Okay, so disclaimer, I don't, like, for real believe in zodiac signs, but they're, like, fun, you know? And people talk about them, so, like, I like to read about them. But again, I know that this isn't real. But, because we're in Aries season and there was, like, a huge eclipse, I was like, oh my gosh, probably this is gonna affect me. And, okay, low-key, I'm not really finding anything that juicy. It's just saying that, like, this eclipse marks a significant personal rebirth. You're encouraged to face your vulnerabilities head-on and discover your inner strength. It's a time to redefine your identity, focusing on self-improvement and healing. Embrace the courage Aries offers to tackle challenges directly. I haven't been feeling particularly reborn since the eclipse, but, you know, maybe I am, and, like, I'm just not realizing it yet, you know what I mean? It's also my birthday on Monday, so maybe on Monday I'll feel reborn. Also, Marathon Monday, go watch the Boston Marathon. That's gonna be so cool. I know one girl running it, like, she's my housemate, like, my in the other unit, but especially if you have friends running in the Boston Marathon, I think this Monday's gonna be super fun. I'm, like, really excited to have my birthday on that same day. I wish I had a juicier zodiac to read you guys. Like, somebody told me, I think this was from TikTok, that, like, Aries, because of the eclipse, like, no Aries are getting laid this month, which I was like, are you kidding? Like, whatever. But I don't know if that's true or not, but apparently we're gonna be reborn and discover or go for our vulnerabilities head on, so that's good. I guess that's better than not being reborn head on. I don't know. We're just about at the halfway mark. It's not quite yet there, but while I'm talking, I kind of just want to do the PSA now. All right, so as you guys may know, this weekend is Bocella, so I'm gonna read the Bocella advertisement. Bocella, a Tufts music festival, 1 p.m. Saturday, April 13th on the Academic Quad, featuring Quinn Kessel, Citric, Good News, Kenya, and Foodies Kitchen / Huh. And I think there will be student arts and crafts. There might be snacks, I'm not sure. I don't know if that's, like, technically a PSA. It's just kind of more like an ad. But yeah, I'm really excited for that. I feel like now that it's good weather, there's so many more events happening that we can go to, and, like, I'm excited for Bocella. It's like knockoff Coachella. I wonder how the eclipse will affect all of our zodiac signs at Bocella, but I don't know if it's going to do too much. Anyway, yeah, that's kind of all I have to say about that. How did everybody feel about the eclipse? I thought the lighting before it was kind of creepy. Like, from 3 to 3:30, I thought the lighting was very, like, grayish and weird, and everybody just looked like, I don't know, it was kind of freaking me out. And then the eclipse itself was cool. I was in the path of totality for the 2017 one, so that was also cool, but it was nice. Like, everybody just went onto Prez Lawn and saw it, and it was, like, nice that we all kind of, like, came together. I thought that was really cute. There was nobody in I was watching it with my class, my creative writing class, and none of us had glasses, but then we found some at the last minute, thank God. But my creative writing class, the teacher was talking about something kind of cool, just like, we were reading the story. I wish I could remember what it was called, but there was a line from it speaking about having seen a partial eclipse and then to see a full eclipse. And it was like, to kiss a man is to marrying him, as is seeing a partial eclipse is to seeing a whole eclipse. One precedes the other but cannot prepare you for it, which I thought was a cool line. And we just talked about that and, like, the relationship between the partial and the whole, and, like, the idea of, like, the path of totality. Like, that's such a daunting phrase. But it's just really cool to, like, Excuse me. That was an email notification. I thought I was on Do Not Disturb. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Well, we were talking about my writing class. And so anyway, then my creative writing teacher told me that I have to write a 100-word story about the eclipse that has to involve magic. So if you have any ideas for what I can write about, send them to me, because she was like, because like all the other kids in my class write about like magical things because it's like a fiction class, but I never write about magic because I feel like I was just raised so secular and like I wasn't like my parents didn't do like Santa, leprechauns, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, any of that. So then magic just never comes into my head. And now she's like, you have to write a magical story about the eclipse. So let me know if you have any cool ideas relating to like that, the path of totality, relationship between partial and full. We'll see what I come up with. But anyway, we'll play more music. I have a few more like chill songs, and then I have a few more like more upbeat dancing type songs to probably end with. We're only halfway through though, so we got time. Up next is gonna be Impressions of You by The Virgins. Here you go.
Shadows moving down over the carpet. Clouds seem to pass in through the blinds. I went riding down to the shore. Seagulls gliding over the sea. So sit by me.
Thank you.
All right, that was...
Oh, no. Oopsie.
Okay, sorry. That was I'll Make You Miss Me All the Time by Dylan Brady. I got a suggestion texted to me for the magical eclipse story. Somebody said I should incorporate magic fish, and which I think is really good because, like, you know, the moon is like, you know, moon, tides, ocean, fish. Like, it totally makes sense. And then he was like, a wizard fish, if you will, granting powers to a chosen salmon on its journey, which I feel like is lit because the salmon have to swim upstream to, like, be able to lay eggs and stuff. So I feel like that totally works. But anyway, magical fish eclipse story pending. I'll give you an update next time I have a show. Okay, we only have 20 minutes left, and I really want to play some stuff that's a little bit more, like... not necessarily dancey, but, like, less instruments, more, like, produced with tech. I feel like I've played this song on my show before. It's called We Go On by The Avalanches. It was, like, one of my top 5 songs last year. I might have already played it, but I'm just going to play it again because it's really good. And then we're going to listen to, after that will be Justice and Tame Impala, One Night / All Night. That was a recent release this year that my friend Mia showed me, and I've been super addicted to it the whole time, like, for the last 2 weeks. So anyway, yeah, a couple of faves coming up here. All right, I'll let the music play. This is gonna be We Go On by The Avalanches featuring Cola Boy and Mick Jones.
Yo, what's up? This is Cola Boy. I'm here with Mick Jones. I love to you, Karen. Power to the people.
Oh,
Yo, it was actually just brought to my attention that Cola Boy died a week ago. So, I'm really sorry for, you know, his family's loss. But I guess I just wanted to mention that, take a moment. That was a really beautiful song. I really love that song. And, you know, rest in peace to Cola Boy. Thank you for your amazing music, bro. All right, up next is going to be that song that I've been low-key so addicted to, One Night / All Night, Justice, Tame Impala.
We'll be right back.
right. That has been One Night / All Night by Justice and Tame Impala. As you can probably tell why I've been super addicted to it, just because it's super easy to, it's like a really good pregame song, and it's like minor chords the whole time, which I really like because it's like eerie and cool. Anyway, okay, so the next song is also really cool. The next song is called Femenine by Empress Of. It's a Spanish song. So, like, if y'all know in Spanish how everything is, like, ends in, like, an O or an A to be masculine or feminine. But the title of this song is Femenine with an E at the end. And so when I was in Spain, we were talking a lot about the idea of, like, putting an X at the end of words to make them gender neutral in Spanish. How, for example, we'll refer to like the Hispanic community as like the Latin X community, but like putting this X at the end of words doesn't actually exist in Spanish. Like it would be pronounced Latinx, and like that's just not a freaking word, and like not how they use the letter X. And so in a way we're kind of forcing our English ways onto their Spanish language, and that's a word that we as English speakers use to refer to them as Spanish speakers, and we're doing that in a way that's like totally not how Spanish works grammatically. And so in Spain we were talking about, well, how can we use like gender inclusive language in a gendered language, and people talked a lot about ending things in E. So instead of like ayo, it would be like eye for a non-binary person. And so that's what this song does. It's Femenine, as if, and it references non-binaryism. The lyrics basically say, I want a feminine man que me cocina, me desfile, like who cooks for me and parades me around, y baila pa mi, solo pa mi, who dances for me and only for me. And so this song is dedicated to all my ladies who love queer men. I hope you're having a good day. This is for y'all. This is Femenine.
Pa' mí y solo pa' mí, me cocine, me desfile, me lleve al cine, lo quiero pa' mí y solo pa' mí, no te necesito a ti, ni tú a mí, tú y yo somos iguales, para de pedigrí, give me a treat, gracias, perdé los modelos modales, free, wanna pa' mí, wanna pa' mí, estoy loca en este party, wanna pa' mí, dream, scream, wanna pa' mí, sabes que yo soy tu daddy, quiero un nombre femenine, un latine que baila pa' mí y solo pa' mí, me cocine, me desfile, me lleve al cine, lo quiero pa' mí y solo pa' mí, na 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 na. Yo encima pongo mi mano en tu cuello. Dices que eres un freak. Muéstrame si hoy quiero ser tu vaquero. Free, me, estoy loca en este party. Dream, scream, sabes que yo soy tu daddy. Quiero un nombre femenine, un latine que baila pa' mí y solo pa' mí. Me cocine, me desfile, me lleve al cine. Lo quiero pa' mí y solo pa' mí. En este party, dream, scream, sabes que yo soy tu daddy. Free me, estoy loca en este party. Dream, scream, sabes que yo soy tu daddy.
right, that was Feminine by Empress Of. I hope you guys liked it and appreciated like the little Spanish grammar gender sitch. All right, we have time for one more song today, and it's called Test and Recognize by CK. I hope you guys have a great day. Bye!